Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Boris Herrmann is the superstar of the German pro racing scene. He sailed around the world in the fastest time, just 47 days, and holds several records at sea. After a decade as a team player, he's now set his sights on the most difficult regatta in the world, the Vendée Globe, and has written a book called Non-Stop, Driven by the Sea. Delighted to be joining me live on the line from Germany, Boris Herrmann. Boris, good morning to you.
Yeah, hello, good morning, thanks for having me.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. Good to have you on. Are you on dry land, or are you actually on a ship at the moment, on a boat at the moment?
I'm on dry land in my hometown in Hamburg in Germany.
Ah, superb. Tell me a little bit about then how you began sailing. Did you sail as a kid? How did it all begin for you?
Yeah, like as many racing sailors and friends of mine, my parents took me sailing the first time, and I proceeded and continued and got into the regatta scene, and I read a few books about the Vendée Globe race when I was about 15, 16, and never stopped following that that inspiration.
For those who don't know about the Vendée Globe, it is one of the toughest, it is one of the most prestigious yacht races in the world. Is it a race with a crew? Is it a single race? Tell me a little bit about what the actual race is.
Well, the Vendée Globe is about a 25 years old yacht race that happens every 4 years. And it's sailed alone, a single-handed race, only one sailor on board. The boats are all similar size and length. They are about 20 meters long overall. And yeah, it's one of the toughest or probably the toughest offshore race that you can do, at least as a solo sailor. For crews, there's the Volvo Ocean Race that starts in Spain, and that's very famous too, but the Vendée Globe is really the toughest race for solo sailors because it goes non-stop all around the world.
How do you prepare for a non-stop? I mean, the title of your book is Non-Stop, but how do you prepare physically and mentally for a race where you shouldn't pull into port? What particular demands does it make on your body and also on your mind?
Well, it takes, of course, a lot of experience and knowledge of your boat because you don't have any margin for error. If you break anything major on your boat, the race is probably over. And so the first challenge in this race especially is to finish. So to finish first you have to finish, we say. And that's one of the biggest challenges, to have enough knowledge of your technical equipment and enough tools and spare parts and so on, and to be also cautious with your boat when you sail along to actually finish. And after that, we talk about performance and to sail as fast as possible.
Let me take you back to 2001, when you were the youngest and only German participant in the mini Transat race, single-handed race across the Atlantic. That's a big... How old were you, and what was that like?
Well, yeah, as I said, I read these books, and the good thing about the mini Transat race is that it is more accessible than any of all these famous big races with these super expensive boats, so a mini transat boat. I borrowed some money from my parents that I paid back after the race, and then I slept on the boat during the 1 year preparation time, and so it was an accessible start into this offshore scene. The minis are 6.5 meters long, a whole fleet of 80 boats sails across the Atlantic every 2 years. That was my first big offshore race right after school. So I was 18 years when I started preparing that race.
And what is the most fun part? What gives you the biggest thrill when you're racing, either single-handedly or with a crew or with a two-man crew? Is it the start and all the fanfare and leaving a port, be it Alicante, be it Portimao, wherever you're leaving? Is it when you get out of sight of land and you're on your own, it's just the racing? Or is it that final couple of days when you know where you are in the race and you know that there's a crowd waiting for you when you get to your final destination?
Well, I enjoy this offshore sailing profession as a lifestyle, and really it's the passion that fulfills my daily life from the morning to the evening, ashore as well as when I'm on sea. But just to give an example, like, you imagine your boat is sailing with its autopilot, and you can just stand there and on deck, for example, and enjoy the boat surfing on a smooth, long ocean swell under the moonlight at night. It's some fantastic moments like this that are really a lot of pleasure.
I've got friends who have done the run from Mallorca. They take yachts every year from Mallorca through to the Caribbean to Antigua, and they will say the most magical time is when you're on watch at night and there's whales and you're somewhere and there's no sign of land and you're there on your own, just you, the ocean and the moon.
Exactly, yeah, the wildlife and the scenery at sea changes all the time. So, of course, there's a monotony. It can be monotone as well, but what I really enjoy are these contrasts from jumping into such a race, from the hectic before the start with media and friends, and then you are all on your own, and then a few weeks or days later you come back to your team, and so that this brings great contrast into my life, and then it's a very very multi-faced challenge with the technology, the people, the weather, and the sailing itself. So it's really fun.
You won the Portimao Global Ocean Race, which is a round the world race with five stages, and with one other crewmate. Is it harder racing with one person in your crew than with, you know, a full crew? Because if you don't get on, if you have an argument with one person, they're there all the time. Whereas if you have a crew, you can maybe talk to another person.
Yeah, it really depends on your character. For me, I would say single-handed is still a bit harder than double-handed. I feel the solitude sometimes, and it's not an easy feeling. It just comes in waves, and it goes away the longer the race goes. But it may be there in the beginning, and it's an uncomfortable feeling. Two-handed, you're right. With two people on the boat, you have probably inevitable tensions between two strong-minded skippers and so on. But so far, fingers crossed that all went very well with my double-handed racing experiences.
I have to ask you this question because you're going around the world and you've been around the world before. You'll be doing the Vendée Globe single-handed around the world non-stop. The Southern Ocean, the Great Southern Ocean, what's that like when you know that you are approaching, because it is perhaps the most feared piece of ocean in the world? What preparations do you make mentally for that one?
Well, I think it's very different for some of the skippers that come to the Vendée Globe and never have been there before. There are some great skippers that have performed very well in the Figaro circuit or other circuits that mainly race in the Atlantic. But as you mentioned, I have been there three times or four times. I've sailed four times around Cape Horn. And I will be actually looking forward to the Southern Ocean, where the weather systems have a certain rhythm, and usually we sail downwind, and we can normally adjust our trajectory, our course, so that we sit in the right angle to, for example, a low pressure, and that we don't get too close to storms, so that we just find the right, or very often the ideal sailing conditions in the Southern Ocean. Very long swell and strong downwind conditions where the boat accelerates really really nicely over a long period of time, and you really get into a rhythm. You find the albatrosses that glide behind the yacht in these big Southern Ocean swells, and that's the magic of the Vendée Globe, really, that that I'm looking for when I'm doing the race.
It's only 70. Looking at the website, there's only 74 days, 3 hours, 35 minutes, and 46 seconds to go before the Vendée Globe. What are you hoping to achieve then, and what are their aims, and what are you trying to? What, tell me a little bit about the boat that you'll be sailing on the Vendée, and you're you're the first German to take on this challenge.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the first German that actually has a suitable yacht team and a support team pulled together, which is the first challenge of these projects. To get to the start is already a big victory, because it's costly, of course, and it's a technology challenge as well. We have now till 2020. In November 2020 is the start, and so that leaves us two full sailing seasons of preparation. And the aim is to make the boat a bit faster but more reliable also at the same time, and to get better in performance, to get closer to the top sailors.
What? I have to ask the question, how does your girlfriend handle you being away all this time? I mean, do you keep in contact with her over the sat nav? Because you'll be able to live stream, won't you, when you're actually on this race?
Yeah, that is the magic of the technology today. With satellite communications, we can actually be on FaceTime if we wanted, which we don't do too often, but every once a while. And then we have a normal phone connection, Iridium phone. It's actually quite good voice quality, and so I call her every day for a few minutes, and we have a little chat, also some emails, and that way we can stay very connected during the adventure, and really share the emotions, both for her on land and for me at sea, and so far it's it has worked quite well. Also, she is now working with a team. We do an educational project so that school classes can follow the race, and she's taking care of that.
And you've got a book coming out in January called Nonstop, Driven by the Sea. What was the? Why did you decide to write the book? Is this ahead of the Vendée Globe, to let the public know what you're doing and get more interest?
Well, I tell you the truth. I was really thinking to make a Christmas gift and to pull together the best pictures of the season. And then I thought, well, it's quite a big effort to do that just for a few friends. And so I started to talk with this publishing company that I know since a long time. They do all the sailing books that I, also those books that I have read when I was a child, and started all this. And so then we did the book together. It's, I would say, half a photo book and half stories. There are 10 chapters of different stories from the Trophy Jules Verne and the Mini Transit, and also the different races around the world and so on. It was actually quite fun to go back to the memories and write these stories down.
And I mean, going back to the memories, but also the pictures, there's something about, if there is a sport that is great for photographers, yachting, and especially round the world yachting, is just, and single-handed, is amazing. There's a great picture of you on the front, standing on the bow of one of the boats, heading towards the camera, which is on the front cover, which is really outstanding.
Yeah, that's actually our Imoca 60 boat that we that we campaign at the moment for the Vendée Globe. That's our Vendée Globe yacht there on the title. Yeah, this boat especially is very photogenic, gray and elegant, and with its red foil. So I really agree.
So, but the Vendée Globe takes place my facts wrong. The Vendée Globe takes place in 2020. The record is 74 days, 3 hours, 35 minutes for going around the world. Are you hoping to break that record, or is the main thing to finish the race first and then you can wonder about where you're going to be coming and any records that need to be broken?
Well, if we are 1 minute faster or one second faster than the competitor, I don't mind how long it takes. It's 80 days or 90 days. Probably within this range, we will maybe take food for 80 days or so to be within, to have a little bit of margin. And then if it's 85, we can stretch out the food a little bit. But the objective, of course, is to not just participate, but also to perform. And then we have to look at the fleet of boats. So the competition is quite strong in the top five places. There are actually seven new build boats, and we have a boat from the last Vendée Globe that we keep using. So it's not the most recent boat, but a great boat, and I think the aim is to be somewhere in the top five, that's the objective for this.
And race. When does you actually set sail? When does the cannon go? The flag drop? Do you head out into the ocean single-handedly?
Well, that's early November on a Sunday. I can't remember the date. I think November the sixth or something. We go out from Les Sables d'Olonne on the French Atlantic coast, and then we should be coming back end of January, early February into Les Sables d'Olonne in France.
The book is called Nonstop Driven by the Sea. It's by Boris Herrmann. Boris, if people want to find out more about you or about the project or about the Vendée Globe, I know there's a website. Give me the website address, and also, do you do the social media as well?
Yeah, both. You can find under the name My Ocean Challenge. So the website is myoceanchallenge.org, and the hashtag My Ocean Challenge. You find most of the social media things we do. Also, we do a lot of videos about our campaign with the kids and the education. So check that out.
Right, will do. Boris, have a great Christmas. I presume you'll be spending it somewhere near the ocean in Hamburg.
Yeah, that's the good thing about Hamburg, the most beautiful city of Germany. It's not far from the ocean, about an hour, and we will definitely do a few walks along the sea and look out to the horizon, as we prefer to do.
Well, we wish you all the best for Christmas. We'll be following you on the Vendée Globe Ocean Race. Boris Herrmann, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.